Question, what is the most frequent story in the news? If I said shootings, would you agree? All right. Well, here's something to think about. The shootings that we hear most about are the few with perceived viewing drawing power, so to speak. So some news outlets will literally spend weeks on one shooting. What that does is place the hundreds of other shootings of innocent people off to the side, almost forgotten. The selective approach to this serious problem in America is something my next guest is bringing attention to through the platform he has as a weeknight host on News Nation. He's the host of On Balance with Leland Vittert. Airs weeknight 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We say good morning to, of course, Leland Vittert. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
NewsNationNow.com for News Nation overall. Follow Leland on Twitter at Leland Vittert, V-I-T-T-E-R-T. And we have links to all that as well over on our website. What was it that drew your attention to this issue? You've been putting a focus on the fact, and especially since you're based in Chicago too, but you can look in various cities throughout the nation, there it's just a selective picking of what shootings to pay attention to. And as I said in the intro, it's really being disingenuous to the cause overall.
Well, I think the important thing is to not think that any one life is worth more than another. In this sense, that if you take the Highland Park shooting, undoubtedly a tragedy. Clearly, we have an issue with that type of a shooting in public places by young, pretty disturbed men who then go off on these killing sprees. But 25 miles south of Highland Park, on the south side of Chicago, that very same July 4th weekend, more people died. 8 people died, and there were 50-some-odd shot and wounded. You didn't see a lick of coverage of that by the major television networks. In fact, I think it took CNN a week to even acknowledge that more people died on the south side of Chicago than at Highland Park. And they're like, oh, wow, this is stunning. The point being that you have to cover things that are politically convenient to your narrative and politically inconvenient to your narrative. And that's what we try to do here, in the sense that we don't have an agenda. Therefore, I will cover things that are politically inconvenient and narratives that are politically inconvenient to the right, which mass shootings at parades by white guys with AR-15s is politically inconvenient to the right. And I will cover gang shootings and the continued violence on the south side of Chicago, where 7 or 8 young black men die at the hands of other young black men, normally who've been let out on low or no bail to continue gang violence. That's not politically convenient for CNN's narrative, hence why they don't cover it.
Well, that's why also, I mean, News Nation is an entity unto itself because of just that. You actually do news, the who, what, where, why, when, and how, versus the other outlets that just look for the, I call them the head nodders. Okay, let's get as many people who agree with us to watch us, and we can just, you know, charge the ad rates that we want to charge and make a whole bunch of money off of all this. But again, that's getting back to what you're saying too. Does this also extend to what we see with mass shootings when a legal gun owner, like the individual at the shopping mall recently, stopped that mass shooter? That's ignored, even disparaged, with the talking heads discouraging people, saying, no, don't follow that guy's lead. That's a dangerous thing to do. You don't want to be doing
well,
that.
Well, sure. It was stunning to me, because if mass shootings by young white male losers with AR-15s that they purchased legally is a threat to national security, if you watch a couple of cable news outlets, they view AR-15s as the greatest threat to national security since Russia got the nuclear bomb. The fact that somebody, anybody, would stop one of these shootings as it happened should be real news. What can we learn from that? Now, what can we learn from that may be discussed. There may be different views of what we can learn from it, but certainly we can learn something. The rush to debunk it by everybody from the New York Times to USA Today to CNN of like, well, the good guy with a gun can never work. It just isn't a thing. How dare you say that? Which is basically what the articles that they did said. You had to sit up and say, wait a minute, why are you rushing so quickly to debunk this and to dismiss what happened? And the only obvious explanation to why somebody does that is if they're politically motivated to do so.
Isn't this really just an offshoot of what we've seen for way too many years? The white blonde young woman who goes missing is going to get a lot more attention than the inner city non-white girl who goes missing?
Sure. That I think though is a little bit different, because that's sort of what rates. And if you think about that goes back all the way to when there were three evening newscasts and one morning newspaper and three morning shows, right? If somebody looks like me, sounds like me, could be my daughter, my sister, my grandchild, whatever, it's going to rate more than not. It's just simple demographics in ratings. That probably didn't have as much of a political agenda as it did simply the natural bias of human beings to think about things that were like them. So I think what is different now is you're having the same result, perhaps, in terms of story selection, but done because of a conscious political bias rather than a unconscious or even conscious ratings bias.
Valid point indeed. We're talking with Leland Vittard on Balance with Leland Vittard on News Nation Weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, NewsNationNow.com, on Twitter at Leland Vittard, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Thursday night, this past Thursday night, it wasn't the final. I guess you want to put it in TV terms, the end of season one with the cliffhanger regarding the January 6th committee hearings. Mention the W's and Y's of journalism, who, what, why, when, and where, and how. That's something the committee has to do as well. They have to confirm and explain the who, what, when, where, why, and how. How did the January 6th committee do with those ideas?
You said it ended with a cliffhanger. I thought it ended with a giant yawn of 40 minutes of civics lessons from the congresswoman from Virginia, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, and then Liz Cheney talking about everything from empowering young women to the courage to stand up to taking a political hit out on Josh Hawley.
Yeah, the middle had more excitement than the end. I'll grant that.
You got 2 hours and 45 minutes of airtime. Really, it was about an hour or 45 minutes worth of content. There was some compelling content, watching Trump's outtakes and what he wouldn't admit and what he clearly wouldn't say because he didn't want to give up the ghost, and on and on and on was compelling. You said who, what, where, when. We already sort of knew all that, right? If you'd started yesterday's hearing, and I said this on television to one of our Democratic analysts, I said, if you started by stipulating that at 1 o'clock Donald Trump told the crowd to march to the Capitol and he was going to march with them, he knew that there was an extraordinary amount of violence at the Capitol because he was watching it on TV, and at 4 o'clock he put out a milquetoast tweet sort of kind of telling people to go home. If you'd stipulated that at the beginning of the hearing, what did you prove at the end of the hearing that moved us beyond those four or five facts I just laid out? And the answer is nothing. You added an enormous amount of detail and color and flourish, but we didn't really learn anything new. And I'm wondering, so if I take off even my political or, sort of political journalist hat and just put on my TV hat as somebody who anchors a television show and wants to get ratings, I'm not sure calling the nation to attention and saying we need to have another primetime hearing for the likes of Matt Pottinger to lecture us on what he thought Donald Trump should have done is all that necessary. I mean, these are people who've been on CNN and been on MSNBC, and I'd love to have them on my show to pontificate ad nauseum. And I don't know, I still can't figure out, other than just reminding us over and over and over again of how bad Donald Trump is, what the committee is going to produce that's that aha moment that calls everyone to attention and goes, wow, they've now come up with something that I didn't know, I didn't suspect, and they've proved it, and this really changes my mind.
Or was that hearing the point where the committee changed from playing to the American people to now they're trying to play to the Justice Department?
It's a great point. We said last night at the top of the show, there is an audience of one, and that's Merrick Garland. And it might be a little more nuanced than that. It might be also they want Merrick Garland to know the world knows that he knows all these things, right? It's sort of trying to build the political pressure and give CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and everybody else enough firepower for the next 6 weeks to keep playing different things over and over and over again to pressure Merrick Garland. And that may be where we're headed, and you certainly see that subtly but overtly put out there.
You can watch him every night on Balance with Leland Vitter, weeknights 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, News Nation, newsnationnow.com. Follow Leland on Twitter, at Leland Vitter. Leland, you and the rest of News Nation do, it's sad to say, the novelty in today's media world. You do the news, you do the journalism. You don't do the hacking and the head nodding, again, as I like to refer to them. And I've been following you and on board since the start, and hope more and more people, for whatever little I could do to promote what you guys do, hope more and more people realize the value of what you guys do at News Nation. Thanks for being here.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for spreading the word and the support.